I'm still Dick Radke. I wrote on a prompt we had several weeks ago, things that go bump in the night. Things that go bump in the night. A short while ago, my wife went on a road trip for several days, leaving me home in the company of the cat. As I tucked myself into bed at night, the sounds of the house took on a different feeling, almost as though the house itself were speaking to me in a language from the other side of the world. This happens whenever my spouse leaves for an overnight. A rafter cracks with a change in temperature. The wind clicks and clacks on the clapboards. The EMTs from fire station number 7 run their siren as the ambulance climbs the hill on Raymond Road. With all of this, my hearing becomes more acute, more sensitive to what is happening in the inky darkness. It's not that I become fearful, not that I expect an intruder to suddenly appear at the bedroom door and demand my money or my life. It's more a perceived change in the atmosphere of the house. When you live with someone else, you're inclined to ignore an unknown bump or crack, assigning it to the movements of your partner. When you're alone, that rationale can no longer apply. Sounds become mysterious, otherworldly. It's like the soundtrack of a horror movie without the horror. As a boy, I occasionally slept over at my grandma's house. She lived in an apartment on a busy corner in the city, where the sounds of traffic and partygoers were wafted up to the second floor in waves. The lace curtains didn't block out the sheets of neon and street light illuminating grandma's religious icons hung on the walls. You know, Jesus on the cross, Jesus ascending to heaven, Jesus' bleeding heart. Now that one was as scary in the dim midnight light. Years later, my daughters reveled in being scared out of their wits when at bedtime they begged me to play I'm on the First Step. I'm on the first step. I'm on the second step, I called in my deepest voice, thumping my foot on the staircase. I'm on the third step, and still until I'm on the ninth step, and then leaping into the bedroom, I gotcha! And they go nuts. One of my favorite games as a boy was called Tease Your Little Brother. This was a game I played throughout our childhood, all the way up to when my little brother grew to be bigger than I was and able to take me down in a headlock. We'd be in our bedroom, almost asleep, when some innocuous tapping would strike the side of the house. It's Bud Genson, I would say, and he's coming up to get you. Bud Genson was our downstairs neighbor, a truly scary beast of a man, who whiled away the hours in the basement bathroom with the door open, sitting on the toilet, smoking Camels and reading the Milwaukee Journal. Bud had a glass eye and a deep tubercular wheeze that might have served as a special effect in a Frankenstein movie. So when the tapping sound came, I would warn my little brother that it was Bud climbing a ladder to get into our bedroom, where he would remove his glass eye and roll it under my brother's bed, and I would watch my brother all night long. And my brother would yell, shut up, you prick. And I would wait a few minutes and then start tapping on the side of the bed again. Tap, tap, tap. I would clear my throat like Bud did while smoking and reading down in the basement. And then my brother would leap on me and start pummeling me, and I'd feel a deep sense of satisfaction that he succeeded in pulling his chain. Now, when my wife spends a few days with friends or family, these memories come back, flooding back to me. But as I declared earlier, an intruder is not going to appear at my bedroom door and demand my money or my life. I am not afraid. I am not afraid.